Hi and welcome to the latest Ancient Egypt news over the third week of April. A new museum, the Capitals of Egypt Museum in the new administrative capital, recounts the history of Egyptian capitals through different ages. The museum comprises a main hall displaying artifacts from nine ancient and modern Egyptian capital cities. These include Memphis, Thebes, Tell el-Amarna, Alexandria, Fustat, Fatimid Cairo, modern Cairo, and Khedival Cairo. Additionally, the museum showcases various artifacts representing the lifestyle patterns of each historical era, including ornaments, war and weaponry, and the different administrative systems. The second section of the museum represents the afterlife in ancient Egypt. This part features the tomb of Tutu, discovered in 2018 in Sohash, along with a hall for mummies and coffins, offering jars and a collection of false doors and heads, simulating religious rituals in ancient Egypt. The museum's exhibition scenario is distinguished by the use of modern technologies. Exhibition halls are equipped with screens displaying interactive panoramic films, providing audio-visual historical presentations. There are also explanatory displays illustrating the architecture, religious buildings, and famous landmarks of each ancient Egyptian capital, adding a new creative touch to attract visitors. The Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities has curated a distinctive collection of artifacts to be displayed in the museum to attract a wide audience upon its opening. According to Moam Othman, head of the museum sector, the museum has received musical instruments from the Egyptian Museum in Tahrir, such as harps and sistra, in addition to wooden pulpits and benches from the Islamic Art Museum, Fatimid pottery dishes from the Geir Andersen Museum, and decorated hanias adorned with crosses and grape clusters from the Coptic Museum. Each wing bears the name of a capital, with artifacts representing that capital inside. In the centre, there are statues of prominent statesmen, ministers, and military leaders. As part of the Egyptian Museum in Tahrir's endeavour to raise the level of quality of services provided to visitors and to work on developing them to improve the museum experience and facilitate and make visiting available to various groups, the Egyptian Museum provides several services and facilities for visitors, including the following. They provide wheelchairs for people with disabilities, designated ramps and elevators, in addition to designated bathrooms. They're providing a special visiting tour path for the partially and non-sighted in the museum, equipped with signs in Braille. The path includes 12 artifacts belonging to the various eras of ancient Egyptian civilization. Wireless headphones are available for groups of visitors who are accompanied by a tour guide in order to facilitate communication processes between the group. A first aid unit inside the museum is equipped to receive emergency cases and deal with them quickly. There are new cafeterias for fast food and drinks in the museum's outdoor garden. Entrance tickets and headphones can also be obtained through online reservation on the egmonuments.com website. The link will be in the show notes. Under the theme Disaster and Conflict Resilient Heritage, Preparedness, Response and Recovery, countries worldwide commemorate the International Day for Monuments and Sites, commonly known as World Heritage Day. World Heritage Day was first proposed by the International Council on Monuments and Sites, ICOMOS, in 1982, and later adopted by the UNESCO General Conference in 1983. Since then, the 18th of April has served as a poignant reminder of the importance of preserving and promoting nations' shared heritage for future generations. One of the primary objectives of World Heritage Day is to raise awareness about the cultural significance of historical sites, monuments, and landmarks. In addition, Heritage Day encourages local communities and individuals worldwide to consider the importance of cultural heritage to their lives, identities, and communities, and promote awareness of its diversity, vulnerability, and the efforts required to protect and conserve it. Moam Othman, head of the museum sectors at the Supreme Council of Antiquities, said the overarching goal of celebrating World Heritage Day is to invigorate museums' societal and educational functions so that they do not merely serve as showcases for archaeological artifacts, but as vital cultural and educational hubs. Othman added that these endeavours aim to enhance archaeological and touristic consciousness across all segments of society, regardless of age or background. This year, Egypt celebrates the day by organising temporary archaeological and ethnical exhibitions and art and educational workshops at antiquities museums countrywide. To begin with, the National Police Museum at the Citadel organised an exhibition entitled Landmarks of the Citadel, showcasing the most important archaeological landmarks in historic Cairo and the Citadel of Saladin, including walls, gates, towers, palaces, mosques and museums. The exhibition continues for 30 days. The Geir Andersen Museum in Zayed Zeynep and the Royal Carriages Museum in Bulak has two exhibitions for 30 days under the title Antiques. These museums, in collaboration with the General Administration for Archiving at the Museum Sector, showcase a collection of ancient ethnographic items, including gramophones, radios, telephones, hand irons, projectors and telegraphs. They will also conduct art and educational workshops for children. The Luxor Museum of Ancient Egyptian Art has organised an exhibition entitled Treasures of Thebes, showcasing distinguished artefacts from the museum's treasure collection, including jars, pots of coffin lids with complex drawings, ushabtis, pottery, a statue of a woman, two funerary masks, a metal eye and a mould. In addition, the museum is organising tours and an art workshop to teach drawing on papyrus. While the Greco-Roman Museum in Alexandria features an exhibition in the Coptic Art Hall, featuring a collection of its archaeological treasures, including a marble slab depicting Saint Abu Mina standing between two camels, a Coptic textile depicting dancers and mythical figures, and a flask depicting Saint Mina. The Malawi Museum in Minya is holding an exhibition titled Traditional Crafts, which showcases distinguished artifacts highlighting prominent traditional crafts inherited by Egyptians throughout the ages. These artifacts include bead necklaces of various shapes and colours from the Middle Kingdom, bead necklaces with different shapes with a wooden cross, a spindle made of seven pieces of different shapes and sizes, a circular piece of fabric embroidered with yellow, red and black threads representing a person riding a horse surrounded by angels, and a piece of cloth in purple with great leaf motifs executed in the reduction technique from the Coptic period. Moreover, the museum will organise an art workshop for jewellery making and decorative items to highlight the most prominent traditional crafts and link them to the museum's treasure collection. The Sharm el-Sheikh Museum exhibits a collection of icons from the Monastery of St. Catherine, and the Coptic Museum in Old Cairo is holding an exhibition titled Coptic Handicrafts, Coptic Textiles, which sheds light on the craft of Coptic weaving. These textiles include a piece of Coptic linen and wool fabric with various decorations and colours, a piece of linen with wool decorations featuring a cross, a piece of linen and wool with colourful decorations depicting a standing man with missing parts, a square-shaped piece with decorations of crosses inside circles, a piece of coloured fabric and a weaving spindle. The Imhotep Museum in Saqqara features an exhibition titled The Museum, Heritage and Identity. The museum held a cultural event and a guided tour for visitors to highlight the archaeological collection of intangible heritage in Saqqara. Similarly, the Aswan Museum has organised a guided tour of the landmarks of Nubia from Philae to Abu Simbel, including an explanation of the site's significance as one of the most important World Heritage Sites. And that's it for this week. This news podcast is brought to you by Ted Laux and GNT Tours. For information on our November tour, please visit our website at gnttours.co.za. There's a link in the show notes. Follow us on Facebook, X, Threads or Instagram. Thanks for listening to this episode. Please feel free to comment and share. Until next time, thanks again. Cheers. Bye-bye.